All right, man. No jumper, man. T-Rail, I'm back, man. And I got my boy, Yellow Boy, with me right now. And you know what I'm saying? I got you. Because, you know, I always get from Los Angeles that I feel like, you know what? You know, this need a little bit more. And he going to get there. So whatever I can do to help, that's what I'm doing on everything.
I appreciate that shit, man. Yeah. Hell yeah. Ain't a lot of motherfuckers like you out here, so. Gotta appreciate that shit when a nigga get it. You know what I'm saying?
Cause you hit me. You feel me? You definitely hit me. You know what I'm saying? I always hit back. Even if, you know, it's a little late or whatever the case may be. But I'm always hit back and I go through. I'm like, okay, I can fuck with it. I can fuck with it. I'll be forgetting sometimes and I go back. I fuck with it. Then we start, you know, translating a little bit of just about not even, you know, music or nothing. Just, you know, some regular shit. But I'm looking. I'm like, okay, my you been putting in work. You been doing your thing. You feel me?
Appreciate that.
Yeah, you been doing your thing, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let the record reflect, though. You know what I'm saying? You been doing your thing out here. From Los Angeles, Compton. You know what I'm saying? Watch you showing up. You know what I'm saying? Parties. Party after party. You know what I'm saying? Like, you showing up performing. You know what I'm saying? Song booming. You feel me? You doing your thing, man.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah. So let the No Jumper fam, you know what I'm saying? Let's start from the beginning because the No Jumper family need to know, you know what I'm saying, your whole story, you know what I'm saying, where you from, where you grew up, you know what I'm saying, where it all started.
From the east side of Compton, Kelly Park area, to be exact. You know what I'm saying? My solo career started like 2016, you know what I'm saying, threw out some little shit. My first song was called Eastie, for one of my dead homies from the hood, you know what I'm saying, so threw that in rotation, and after that, it's been going up since, you know what I'm saying, so.
Are you from the Kelly Park area?
Yeah, I'm from Kelly Park Crip.
Oh, so you from Kelly Park Compton Crip?
Yeah.
I never met a nigga from Kelly Park.
we rare, man.
Yeah, every day. You feel me? Yeah. Like, that's crazy. So you went to school in Compton?
Yeah, Kelly Elementary in the hood, Kelly College. You know what I'm saying? I went to Roosevelt for a little bit. Yeah, all my years I went in Compton, Dominguez High School, Dominguez Don, real Compton, no faking.
Yeah, tell you know. How was it growing up in Compton?
Yeah, that shit was fun. Crazy fun. Regular shit. Crazy and fun. Dangerous for sure. You know what I'm saying? But it was like just, it was just regular. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, that's just what it was.
What led you into being from Kelly Park? Was it just like a family thing? Like, get initiated like that? Like, you know what? This is all us. This is all we know. Or just like, you know, hey man, I'm gonna just go ride with the homies.
Shit, yeah, they grew up. Shit, my daddy from the hood, first of all. Then my here, they all grew up on my block, so it was destined for me to be from where I'm from, right there. Every house that was next to me was a Kelly. You know what I'm saying? So it was just natural.
Yeah. So their moms and pops grew up in the same. You grew up in the same household.
Well, my mom and my dad.
Yeah.
Nah, grandma.
Oh, grandma?
Grandma.
So you grew up with your grandma?
Yeah.
Well, all niggas from Compton grow up with their grandma. Hey, every man. Time I hear it, it's like, no, grandma niggas go to my show. Grandma house.
All my niggas grew up with their grandma, so yeah, that's really what kept it, like, kind of like, you know, balanced out. You raised by that grandma, they going to raise you right.
Same thing with my nigga AD's, raised by his grandma.
For sure.
Compton.
Ain't nothing like grandma house.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing like grandma house.
So where was mom and dad?
Mom. She was from Seattle, Washington. I was born in Seattle, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
But my mama couldn't take care of me. My dad went to jail, you know what I'm saying, for like 3 years. So she couldn't take care of me. So, boom, she like, go to grandma's house.
Go to grandma's house.
I've been here ever since I was like 2 months old.
Oh, so two,
3 months.
Months
old.
Oh.
And she stayed with us for a little bit. My mama ended up like damn near being from the hood because she started fucking with the homegirls, older homegirls and shit and all that. So, she stayed for like a year and then left, and I've been there ever since. I didn't even like, I low-key didn't even know. I thought my grandma down there was my mom. You know what I'm saying? But I knew my mom, but I'm just saying, like.
If, so she came to the set and she was like, got turned out.
For sure.
She got turned out.
Turned out, for sure.
Yeah. Why'd she leave?
I ain't never even asked her. I feel like, I mean, she's from Seattle, Washington, so she like, all my family out here, I don't. At the time, she didn't know what she, you know what I'm saying, what she was going to do. And she knew I was probably like a little bit way, well, not a little bit, a way better with my grandparents. You know what I'm saying? So I really didn't, I don't know, I didn't really question her like that. It just every time she'll come out every now and then, and I just appreciate the time I had with her. But I wasn't like, I wasn't really one for nothing. You know, my grandma took care of me and shit, so it's like I wasn't missing nothing, but I was, you know what I'm saying? I was still.
Yeah, because yeah. It's like you as a kid, that didn't bother you at any point. Like, you know what? Damn, why mama ain't here? You feel me? Like, where the fuck
she
at?
I think it bothered me more when she came and kicked it for like 2 weeks, and then when she was about to leave, then it's like, fuck.
Where you going?
Where you going? You supposed to be here.
Yeah.
But nigga, like, probably crying and shit like that, whatever, but when she... Next day, it's over with. I got my mom at home, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I'll be hurt, but then at the same time, I do really got a mom at home. That's my grandma.
So, grandma showed up to all school events.
All that shit.
All the events,
buying me all the clothes. I grew up in the hood, but I still had, like, a good upbringing. You know what I'm saying?
Upbringing
and shit. I had all the cell phones, clothes, skateboards and shit. But it was, you know.
Did you ever play sports in high school?
A little bit. But I was too much fucking around trying to party and
yeah.
You know, I really did want to do sports. But
football?
Basketball was first love. Then football came into play middle school, high school. But then by the time 19th grade come, I'm already partying, gangbanging with the homies.
Full time.
And shit. You know what I'm saying? We outside, you know what I'm saying, fucking with bitches, you know what I'm saying? That blocked all that shit.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like what got me into wanting to do music, like outside, partying, going to parties and shit, just being outside. So, like, me and my nigga Hot Boy over there, we was been going rap a long time ago, but we just never really, like, recorded. I remember we had wrote a rap when we was, like, ninth grade, eighth grade, and then we never just recorded it, but I'm like, man, like, we finna rap. We been knew we was gonna rap. And then I say, like, when I turned 18, that's when it was like, you know, that little group, whatever, figure it out. And then the rest is history. Now we here. Shit.
Oh, so it took you to 19 to record your first song?
No, I mean, I was already recording songs with, like, my cousin. Shout out to Bold Beats. As a young nigga, mm-hmm. like, recording on the little boombox shit.
Yeah.
Doing a little shit like that. My cousin did have, like, a studio where we was, like, recording songs and shit like that, but we never dropped nothing. It was just we was recording. We wasn't dropping shit. And then, like, when I was, like, 18, we came out with a little group called The Starters when we was younger. No, I was, like, 17. Had a little dance popping, whatever it is. But I didn't really... To me, my music career started... It started in 2011, but it really, to me, started in 2016 when I went solo.
Yeah.
2016, that was my first song. Like I said, it was called Eastie. And I dropped the video on the hood day, May 7th. You know what I'm saying?
How did it feel though on your first time, nigga, on the mic? Like, nigga, this shit paused, but like, nigga, this is for me.
Yeah, that shit crazy hearing your voice. That shit was crazy. Like, yeah, I gotta do this.
Yeah.
And then when I start performing, I think I really like that kind of like more than like I do like recording, but like when you going out performing, that's a whole nother like.
Yeah.
So when I got my little first performance and nigga had the little butterflies in his stomach, like, hold on, like. Oh.
It don't seem like you got no butterflies nigga. I be like, damn, turnt.
I mean, I had it, but that's like, as soon as I get on the stage, all that shit go away.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know I'm, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, shit.
So, back to your group. You left the group, so you went Michael Jackson on this.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like, we did, because I'm still with the same niggas that I had that group with. It just, niggas start wanting to do other shit.
Like,
niggas want to come out with their own mixtape. We was on some group shit, so we was all doing the songs together. But you know, when you got a group, it's kind of like, sometimes you don't be wanting to do certain shit, or like, you can't really even spread your wings the way you really want to, because you got to go for, you know, it's like 4 or 5 of us. So it's like, we got to do kind of like what he want to do. You don't really get to do what you really want to do. It was cool, don't get me wrong. We had got a little popping, whatever it is in the city. And then my boy Young Rock, he came out with a mixtape called Bullets Road, but he was a little older than me, so he was already ahead of time. Like, he was going in, and I'm like, man, fuck this. I got to do my own shit. And then my song, like 2016, like I said, shot that video in the hood, Eastie, boom. I'm like, oh, yeah. And I seen it start kind of going viral on Facebook. We made it as a Facebook video. Yeah. It got like 16,000 views in like a few days.
Why Facebook, though?
It was on YouTube, but my boy Young Rock put it on YouTube as a YouTube video so you could actually like see the views on the bottom. So, and then it was around the time the Straight Outta Compton movie came out. So, they shot it out the hood, you know, Easy and all them from the section and all that, from the hood and all that. So, I was like, perfect timing. Hood, they coming up too. Boom. Just real quick. I ain't gonna lie, I went broke for that video. I ain't had no money in my pocket. I really, like, put blood, sweat, and tears into this shit. Like, nigga, we're shooting today.
Yeah.
Today, we gonna shoot this shit. I already had the song. Boom, dropped the mixtape, April 27th. May 7th, video was dropped. It was over from there.
Did Gangbanger ever put a, like, halt on your music career to where, you know what I'm saying, you had to pick one?
For sure, I had to pick one. I remember I was outside a lot with these niggas. My nigga Rock, y'all today from the set, too. We was outside, sliding around, and I started realizing, I'm like, damn, like, yeah, we more outside than in the studio. You know what I'm saying? Like, or even if we is in the studio, we drinking lean, my nigga, yada. You know what I'm saying? And we ain't really getting nothing done.
Yeah.
You know, the lean, we ain't getting shit done.
Yeah.
We write half a song, and then we done. And then I'm like, I told myself, I'm like, I kind of got like I feel like I got a responsibility because I know I got it, you know what I'm saying? So I told myself like 2016, 2017, I'm going to either gangbang or rap because you can't have your foot in and foot out. If we going to gangbang, we going to gangbang. But if I'm going to rap, I'm going to rap.
So in 2016, you made that choice.
I made it for sure.
Because I be telling a lot of motherfuckers and a lot of homies, like, look, nigga. You good. You gonna take this shit serious,
Dorks,
but
man.
You can't have one foot in and one foot out.
Ain't no
it's either this or
shit.
This, nigga, because...
Ain't no half-stepping.
Because if you still got your left foot over here in the street, you going to jail.
For sure.
For sure, your jail is in your,
shit,
nigga,
I just
in
went
your
to
future.
Jail a few months ago.
Oh.
And I ain't been outside.
What you go to jail for?
For that thing, man.
That thing always gets you. That motherfucker always get you.
And then it's like, the area I was in, nigga got tats on his neck, had blasting music. They was harassing the nigga, racially profiling a nigga, but that motherfucker.
They weren't racially profiling your ass. he's lying, I'm saying, he like this on the today. Like, come on, and you know he about to get
you. We get you.
I
knew when I turned the corner and they see me, I'm like, yeah, it's over.
It's over with. And it's then over. You ain't even really got the thing hidden. You know, niggas be getting comfortable.
Boy.
You feel me?
Hell yeah. So like
you had to bail out that thing or what?
Yeah, my niggas had to my niggas had to bail me out. I got
peace
out like
up.
The next I went in like 2:00. I got out like 4:35 in the morning. My nigga Amazing came and picked me up.
It's life going now. You know what? Fuck, man, I should have just did, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I were in jail for like a day. I was waking up every hour on the hour feeling like it was like the next day.
Trying to call in.
Like, and I see how niggas like get like, what's the shit called when they go to jail?
Anxiety, for sure.
Not even just anxiety, but it's some other shit called, it's like, I see how niggas get, I start feeling a little bit of that shit in there. Like, ooh, like I've been here, the light on, I can't lay down, this bullshit food. That shit felt like 2 weeks.
Man, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, I went in that motherfucker first time in jail, nigga, and I was in there for like, probably like 5 hours, like you said, cuz I was bored. and a nigga went down to do a push-up. I was like, oh, God, I got to get out.
I've been here.
You know what I'm
once
saying? They ain't gonna do no fucking push-up to this motherfucker, nigga. I'm like, this shit is some bullshit. But yeah, go back to I wanna go back to this nigga Eazy-E, man, and shoot the movie in the set, man. How was that? First of all, before I ask you how was that, I want you to really, you know what I'm saying, let motherfuckers know, like, in our generation, nigga, Eazy-E really was a Crip.
Definitely. Because
these motherfuckers be, you know, acting like this shit is some rap shit or putting on a persona like, nah, cuz was really from the game.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Was your daddy or anybody ever hung around him or you ever seen him or fucked with him?
Yeah, my grandma used to definitely do his hair. My grandma used to do everybody's hair in the hood, so.
Your grandma did Jerry Curl?
Yeah, all that. Dripping. Dripping. Jerry
Curl. Your grandma did Easy E Jerry Curl.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, my dad used to say he used to be doing somersaults in front of our house and shit, in the grass and all that shit.
Oh, so he was flipping.
Flipping
so
and all type of shit.
He a badass kid.
Badass kid. A little, you know what I'm saying?
I hate niggas that can flip. Because I could never do
I
that
could never,
shit.
Ever. In a pool,
could
probably.
Never.
I damn near couldn't even do that shit in the pool, though.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Nigga had a pool in the backyard.
Y'all had a pool in the backyard? Y'all what? Niggas in Compton really is balling. Like, nigga, you had a pool in the backyard?
It wasn't like no one in the floor, but it was like a long. It was a long one, though. It was about like 6 feet. But it seemed bigger, though, when we was younger, though. But now that I see this shit now, it's like, damn, this shit was really small.
Yeah.
But yeah, nigga had a pool in the backyard. You know
like
saying?
The, you know, the type of music you make, you feel me, is party, you feel me, is uplifting, it's cool. Like, you know, why'd you take that route? Because a lot of motherfuckers from Los Angeles, they be, you know, they gang banging, they want to diss a nigga hood in the song, they shooting and killing some whole other shit. You know, why'd you take the party route?
I mean, well, when I first started, I was kind of like, you could say doing gang bang music. Talking about the little, you know, section and all that shit, but then it still had that little party feel to it. And then I'm like, if I do that, and then I still hang around civilian people too, though. Not saying they ain't with the business or nothing like that, but I'm like, let me kind of like sneak in the game through the clubs. That'll get me there a little faster than me just trying to shoot up everything. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of like took that route to like give me that extra little boost to get me known, so I know when I go rock out some shit, this shit'll go crazy. And then later on, not saying I do be putting my little gangs and shit in there, but I really want to take over the clubs and really like have shit lit. You know what I'm saying? Bring back them fun times when niggas was 16, 15. You know what I'm saying? Having fun where niggas, I mean, we was beefing, but it wasn't like beef like that.
We were
still trying to figure out. If a nigga wanted to, you know what I'm saying, really step foot in, you know what I'm saying, nigga was in it, but I'm just saying, nigga was cool with niggas, but, you know what I'm saying, shit, that's what really made me take that route, you know what I'm saying, and just basically like, I ain't signed, so what's the best way to get up there faster?
Yeah.
Through the clubs.
I mean, yeah, and how, you know, do you actually want to be signed? You know what I'm saying? Or do you want to still take your independent route and just hopefully, you know, boom, I mean, in the city?
I mean, if the situation right, I definitely want to sign because it ain't nothing like that machine behind you. When you doing it off the mud, that shit can get difficult. It make you want to quit. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't going to lie. Like, a few months ago, I was like, fuck this rap shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They got personal problems. You know what I'm saying? Getting into it with people, going to jail, you know, losing all type of shit. Money. Shit, money.
Is it ever a time where you like depressed in these situations and you don't know where to go, you don't know who to turn to? It's just like, you know what, you know, you ready? You really ready to give up?
Yeah, I definitely was ready to give up after I went to jail. Like right after, like a few days later, I made a post. I'm like, man, I'm done with this rap shit. But I wasn't even doing it for no attention or like that. I was like going through with personal issues. All type of shit was going on. I made a post. I'm like, nigga, I'm done with this rap shit. And everybody DMing me. Like, motherfuckers, I ain't even know that knew about a nigga DMing a nigga. Other artists like, nigga, you tripping. Nigga, you tripping. Nigga, you tripping. So I bounced out of that shit like 2-3 days, though. I'm like, fuck that. I didn't put too much.
Yeah, because who is your shoulder to lean on? Because I know niggas, we always be talking about that. So, I mean, niggas in the set really, I mean... You can't lean on a nigga that said as far as to be your therapist or no like shit like that. If you having a problem, you go to the set, nigga's like, man, get the fuck out of here, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you better get your stupid ass up. But you having a real problem, will it be your homies or would you go to like your girl or something, you know what I'm saying?
Shit, my girl, shit amazing. These niggas, all these niggas right here, I'll call these niggas like, man, like, I need to figure this shit out. Don't even trip, bro. It's gonna, we gonna get this right. Ooh, everybody that's here right now. I mean, so a few other people, but for sure, them.
So what keep you motivated now, you know what I'm saying, to keep doing your thing?
What keep me motivated is, like, I think all the shit a nigga been through, all the shit all my niggas done been through, they got kids. I got a 7-year-old. I got a son that's looking up to a nigga. He, like, really be online, like, looking at my shit, calling me, like, hey, talk to this nigga on Xbox Live. Say you a rapper. Like, he want to, like...
Wow.
Like,
he know his daddy booming.
Yeah, hell yeah. So he'll get on the Xbox and be talking to the kids. You know, my dad a rapper. Like, ooh. And for real, they will type the video up. You lying. Let me talk to him. So I get on the phone, you know what I'm saying? I get to talking to him and shit. Like, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, having a kid, that shit change your life like that? I mean, because having a kid for sure changed my shit.
That definitely, and that's another reason what made me kind of like, oh, yeah, I got to take this rap shit serious. Because... I want my son to have, I came up good, don't get me wrong, nigga had hard times too, but when a nigga really got here, a lot of 17, 18, kicked out the house, 4-5 years, you know what I'm saying, nigga going back and forth, homie houses and shit, I'm like, man, I can't be living like this, because when you go from having somewhere, it's worse when you, I mean, when you already in that life and you already, like, don't have nothing, you already kind of, like, used to it. But when you grow up in a house where you have food, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and all the other shit, and then when that shit gets stripped away over some bullshit and now you're on the streets, I was still outside thinking with the homie, but I still had a good home. So when you get all of that normal shit like stripped away from you, you like really get to see what life really about. And I'm like, oh, I can't be out here like this. I can't even have my niggas out here like that. So yeah. I be feeling like responsible for the people I'm around too. That's what really, like, my son, of course, and my grandma and my niggas, because I know they got situations. I know they talented. I know they, it's not just for me. You know what I'm saying? It is for me, but it's for my niggas too.
Are you strictly living right now off of, like, rap income?
Yeah. I ain't had no job for like 4-5 years. I told myself, I mean, the job shit, that's how I'm breaking my back, warehouse jobs and nigga getting paid. I done made way more money in the street or off music than jobs. And then I'm there thinking all day, like, I'm finna quit.
Yeah.
We quitting in like 7 days warehouse. Like, we ain't making the 7 days.
I'm 24 hours in that motherfucker. Like, nigga, you crazy.
Man, I'm nigga,
like, nigga, never.
You see the Latino people up in there working without sweating.
Going crazy.
Yeah, so it's like, shit, I for sure, my last job, I was doing security at events for artists. I'm like, how the fuck? I can't be sitting here. I'm trying to be an artist.
Hold on, cuz. So you had a job, security, and the artist coming in, and you like, hold on,
nigga,
I'm a rapper.
That's supposed to be me.
Yeah.
I'm jugging, though. You want to sneak your weed in?
Are you showing niggas, like, your, like, music and shit as niggas coming in?
I ain't gonna lie, I was, for sure. I had
everything you got to. Hey, this me, bro. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with me.
Yeah, I think my last time working was like 2017, beginning of 18.
When did bigger artists start coming, you know what I'm saying, start noticing you, start being like kind of receptive to your music and shit?
I say more along the line of like 2021. But I kind of came up with a lot of niggas that's like booming right now, like the Kalins.
Mm-hmm.
He had a little crew when he was younger. We always was at parties performing, Blast, same shit. Like, they wasn't like niggas' best friends and shit, but like every time we would see each other, oh, y'all performing too? Oh, what's the deal, nigga? Whoa, chop it up. Blast, Wally, who else? All the niggas before, nigga, Cali Swag District, all them niggas. But I'll say like 2021 for sure. Niggas start Haiti Baby, all type of niggas start tapping in on my story and blue checks. I'm like, ooh.
Start fucking with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, now are you trying to put down a project, or do you want to just keep doing singles?
No, I'm finna put out a project like end of November. I was kind of like doing it the old school way and trying to like, all right, drop a few songs and then just push it. Just keep pushing it, because some of them was getting popular. So I'm like, fuck it. Like, I don't really need to drop a gang of songs. But that's where I was lacking at. I was lacking at just like staying a little bit more consistent on dropping songs because I didn't know how important it was because I'm trying to go the old way and just push a song so you can't push it no more.
Yeah.
But recently, I just started really getting real consistent. I always perform. I always have little podcast interviews and shit like that, so I was always still in the mix. I drop a few songs, but this is like the most I've been like consistent dropping video song in like 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Fast.
And yeah, because, you know, too, your streams, nigga, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shit going crazy, you feel me? It's kind of like what Ralphie was in here talking about. He like, shit, when Draco was dropping, I had to drop way more than him, you feel me, to see the kind of bread he had. So I had to do triple the work. So all those streams and all that shit adding up. Low-key niggas is laughing, but that shit start adding up.
After a while, that shit start adding up.
Yeah, that shit start adding up, you feel me? So what's next? You said you got an album coming out in November, you feel me?
EP. I'm going to put like 7-8 songs. I don't want to put too much. I don't want to put too less. You know, niggas' attention span is fucked over right now. So I'll probably be preparing more along the line to drop a mixtape like next year, like February, March. But in between, I'll still be dropping videos and singles. Bam.
Anybody you got on the singles featuring?
I ain't going to lie. I'll be like, nah. Probably these niggas or something, but I'm more of like an in-house. I do want some features, don't get me wrong, but I be like, damn, I want to do my own, because I be letting people hear the song, they be like, oh, you should have just did the song, you know what I'm saying? So I realize I make better music by myself, but I do make bangers when I collab with my niggas. I like to collab with my niggas more than just a gang of other niggas.
Because they kind of know your whole style,
yeah,
though,
they
right?
know my whole shit, my producer, you know what I'm saying, all that shit. So, like, and it's, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't saying I ain't gonna never do it, but I don't see myself all the way, like, paying for no feature. Like, I mean, I would, but it's like, I'm damn near going up just as much as you are bigger, but my engagement when I be performing, niggas be going crazy. So I'm like, I be feeling like I'm just as big as them niggas. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, I mean, certain niggas. So
yeah, all that paying for a feature is out.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Nah, that's stupid. We players, right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was to give you some advice, nigga, I ain't paying your ass. That nigga, it's either organic, we fucking with each other. You know what I'm saying?
You see me going up because it's like, you're not that much bigger than me. I'm going up. You see my engagement. So I want you to respect this shit. You ain't respecting. I ain't really all the way. I'll see you later on down the line.
Yeah, for sure. Later on down the line. You know what I'm saying?
You
don't want to
do a nigga a song for a nigga like 3 months. You know what I'm saying? So,
but a lot of artists is like that because I be seeing NBA YoungBoy. He be doing this thing and he don't be having no features on this shit either. And I be feeling like motherfuckers like, bro, you don't even fit the whole everything.
Yeah, I'm
you
not just putting any. Yeah, like I said, I'm gonna put my niggas on it. Probably like one song real quick. Get their name out there. Promote them. You know. That's what type. I'm more of an in-house nigga. I got my own producers. Shout out to my nigga Sway on the beat. But I like collabing with these niggas. Shit, they bring out the best out of niggas sometimes. You know what I'm saying? We do the same.
Is it kind of like a competitive nature in the studio or whatever?
Hell yeah.
I'm saying, who the best? Who the best?
Shit.
Who the best? Yeah. Who the best?
Nah, real shit. I'll go off his shit. He'll make me go hard. So I'm like, nigga, I got to come off. If this nigga going off, and he feel the same way, so we definitely keep that little competitive fun shit going on.
Is it under the same umbrella, or y'all just going, whoever blow first, just blow, and then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How is that split going to go? Because what if your homie, because you already did the Michael Jackson shit. Y'all better watch this nigga, man. He already Michael Jackson his first group, you feel me?
But, I'm with the same niggas, though, but yeah.
Yeah,
I just realized that I get bigger if I go solo, and that's what happened for sure.
Yeah, I mean, what's your marketing strategy as far as Instagram and shit? Because a lot of motherfuckers be kind of like disengaged and just like not knowing what to do as far as an independent artist too. On you know, and when you have to be on social media yourself and posting and shit like that.
I realize my engagement, my thing is like I post a lot of videos, so I'm not really like posting pictures. I'm posting. Like, I'll post my performances going up, boom. Get that engagement going crazy because they really want to see me. Fuck the cover art. Fuck all that. That's cool. But they want to see me, so I'll sit down and rap my song and then have one of these niggas record me, have my girl record me, and then post that. Then when I post that, they got the engagement. Oh, he fly. Or I like what he said, the song hard. Then I drop the song. Then like I said, I always have performances and shit, so I'll post my performances. Keeping content, just keep coming, even if it's not a music video. Something that show me performing, podcasting, this, that, and the third. That's my strategy right there.
How you feel about West Coast music right now and it just should. In general and a whole? I'm going to tell you before you answer your question. My answer is this shit is trash.
I would just say, you know what I'm saying?
Like, it's a lot of trash shit going on. And I'll be feeling like, bruh, like we not growing here as artists. And especially our female artists. We got to talk about that too. It's a lot of female artists from a lot of different states. And our female artists it's not there.
I think it's like the camaraderie. Like, mm-hmm. I think it's like, don't nobody want to be told nothing. Don't nobody want to let somebody else help them do something. It's a team, you get what I'm saying? So I feel like niggas out here, they just, fuck it, let me just go make this song.
But to you, we gotta help.
Yeah.
I'm booming. Oh, you booming? Oh, come here. You know what I'm saying?
I think it got something to do with our gang politics. It has to be that. It's our sound, too, don't get me wrong. Because we already damn near, like, tired of our, like, West Coast kind of sound. Because we from the West Coast. We listening to, like, all type of other shit. I listen to a lot of West Coast shit, but a lot of motherfuckers is, like, on some down south shit. So it's like, I feel like it's our gang politics, though.
Do gang politics ever, you know, keep you away from growing or fucking with different artists?
Definitely. Well, I don't think it stopped me from growing, but it definitely, I'm not fucking with certain motherfuckers for sure.
Like,
you're not finna
gonna never do a song at no point in your career with these niggas if you, you know what I'm saying, you get a certain height in your career.
I can't see myself doing it. It gotta be like some shit going on where this gang making shit stop or something, and I don't never see that stopping.
We just was talking about 1 foot in and 1 foot out.
You right.
You know what I'm saying? And you growing. You doing your thing. He popping. You popping.
But you're not finna
see each other.
You're not finna be on these songs. What I'm saying is, you're not finna be on these songs sneak dissing and throwing up the hood and saying fuck the hood. And no, I'm not doing a nigga going, you know what I'm saying? We're not doing that. Because you saying fuck me. You saying fuck everybody that didn't die from the hood, homies, daddies. Uncles, mamas, and all that shit. So me just even trying to be around you, it's gonna be like, nigga, I'll dive on you right now, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't trust niggas. You know what I'm saying? I don't hang around a gang of niggas. So
yeah.
It's gonna be kind of, you gotta really be like, and I'm still not gonna do a song. You gotta really, you gotta really be on some kumbaya shit. But I'm still kind of not really about to do no song with you.
Yeah, L.A. politics, man.
This is
ridiculous.
Cause we didn't.
When do we stop? When do we stop? Look, when do we stop this shit? Do niggas even want to stop?
I think it's at the point to where a lot of niggas don't want to stop because it's just so natural. This before us.
Yeah.
We ain't start this shit. It's really not our. I ain't gonna say it's really.
But can
not
we
our
end
fault.
It though?
Shit, we can, but it gotta be. They tried it already. Shit, they tried it, but that shit only lasts so long. You can't bring back them niggas that died.
You can't.
If we could bring back niggas that died, and then boom, then maybe. But we can't do that. So it ain't really. It's gonna always be a nigga like, nah, this nigga, whoop you up. I'm gonna always be like, nigga, nah, nigga, you. We probably could sit down, maybe have a conversation. Nah, I don't even know about no conversation, really.
So damn, you
a conversation might be like, all right, whatever, but it's still not. We ain't sweet. We ain't finna kick it. We're not kicking it with you. Y'all killed the homie. I'm not kicking it with you. And that's how.
So have you ever seen an enemy like finna do a show and he was at the same show y'all was finna perform and y'all had to get into it?
Oh nah. Every time I get booked for a show, I'm asking, hey, who y'all got booked on here? I don't get along with certain niggas. I'm on it. We're not doing that. I want to know because you'll fuck around, nigga, have a special guest. You not even knowing a special guest, your enemy. And right there at that point, fuck the rapping shit. I'm gonna end up like starting some shit because I'm gonna be paying attention to nothing but y'all.
So every show, when you go to shows, do you bring all your homies, you know what I'm saying? Do y'all gang up? Like, when man, I don't know. I still don't know. Fuck it. Let's all go.
I ain't gonna lie. Well, when I first started doing music, we used to go thick as a motherfucker because we still got, like, we were still in the street. So it was like, we going like 20, 25, 30 thick.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And, but I ain't gonna lie. I don't like being around a gang of niggas now like that. I'll go to a show with just them. That's fine. We gonna go correct, though. You know what I'm saying? You know, but you just gotta move right. I don't like moving with a gang of niggas, because then a gang of other, like, they might not move like how we move. Y'all doing shit, starting shit, doing, we here for business. Ain't even nothing going on. You getting paranoid, starting shit. This my name. You know what I'm saying? This, I really take this shit serious. I'll stop damn near fucking with a nigga because you didn't messed up my name. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta, but it is sometimes you do gotta bring them niggas, though. We is them niggas, but I'm just saying you gotta bring them other niggas for certain shit, though, because shit do get wild and
shit do get wild. Niggas is dying out here. Is rap really the most dangerous job?
For sure.
Is rap really?
When I came here, I'm like, damn. I knew it was gonna. I knew y'all move a certain type of way, but it's a lot of traffic going in and out of here. So I'm like,
you might run into some shit.
You nigga might run into some shit and have to perform.
Hold on, because they always say my people that I bring up here got a gun. You know what I'm saying? I'm not lying to you. They like, every time you interview a nigga, them niggas got guns. Like, please tell them niggas. And I'm like, what? I be trying to like.
That's because you bring the streets. Like, yeah. I was already fucking with No Jumper, but I started fucking with No Jumper more when you and AD came on this motherfucker. Because y'all, I can relate. Not saying that I can't relate to Adam, but you know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas from hoods. Y'all niggas didn't been outside. So when y'all start coming on this motherfucker, I'm like, oh yeah, I fuck with it. She know I'll be on my computer all day, phone all day, looking at your shit. Like this nigga. This
yeah, I'm about, I be turned up on talking that motherfucker. Shit. Yeah, talking shit. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And still fucking with y'all niggas and seeing what that shit doing. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like on the West Coast, nigga, who is your top five like that you listening to right now?
Top five, you cold nigga. Like today time or
today
like,
time. Don't go all the whole everything.
Haiti baby.
Yeah.
Who else? Shit. I fuck with Blash. Damn, who I'm missing? Fuck, I fuck with that nigga Wally too from the city. I've been fucking with that nigga Zo Osama.
Yes, sir. He was up here, yep.
One more. I'm trying to think. Damn, who we be listening to? One more. RJ for sure.
RJ.
I fuck RJ for sure.
RJ for sure. All those artists you name, niggas, pretty much like got a lot of versatility. You know what I mean? Like, do you feel like in your music that you gotta have that? Like, I gotta start changing it up here and there. It can't be the same sound.
Nah, for real. If you go listen to some of my songs, when you do, you gonna see, like, okay, he not just rapping. He trying to do a little singing on it. He trying to do this, he trying to do that. And I really started, well, I had been doing it, but I just wasn't dropping, like, a lot of songs. I was just rapping. So I'm like, fuck that, I'm too talented. I gotta show him this shit, like, what my real artistry. So, I don't want to, like, do too much shit that, like, ain't what I'm doing, though. I want to really give you what I'm giving you.
My lane.
But I'll put a little bit of that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some other shit to give you, like, okay, he's an artist. He's not just a rapper, he's an artist.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with you busting your lane, you know what I'm saying? And then it's down. Me, and then I might bust a left.
Yeah, real bitch, quick. Bitch,
fuck with me when I bust the left. But some motherfuckers be scared to bust that left and start doing that shit, and the motherfuckers be insecure. Oh, I'm singing, you know what I'm saying? Hey, bro, how I sound? Like, I'll be like, man, just fuck it. Just put it out.
Do it, yeah.
Just put it out.
All that overthinking shit, you'll kill yourself. I, for sure, used to be overthinking this shit a lot. Like, man, go with how you feel.
Yeah, when did you stop overthinking your music?
Like, I say like 2019, I kind of stopped like writing. Like, I was like, I mean, I'll write something down and say it, but I'm more along like line, like freestyle sometimes or punch in. Because sometimes you'll think of some shit on the spot and it'd be better than what you wrote. Yeah. So I'm like, nah, I'm going to just go with what I feel. And we help each other in the studio too, though. Like, we ain't just letting no, you know what I'm saying?
No bullshit.
Nah, we ain't. that niggas that just hurry up, boom, nah. Do this sound right? Put a little thought to it. Then we putting it out. We ain't just doing no bullshit, stacking shit on top of shit. That's out.
How did grandma feel about you taking your rap career like serious and this is all I'm doing?
She like, I mean, she was proud. She knew I was going to do it because my family actually was doing music. They produced for Banging on Wax. The Banging on Wax started at my park in my area. So my uncles did all the like majority of the beats with DJ Battlecat. Even my grandpa, he was in the instruments. He was playing at the Apollo behind Ray Charles, all them niggas. Then my uncles did the production. Now I'm doing the vocals. So my grandma was like, I knew you was going to do it. But she still like, you know, grandmas, they want you to graduate high school and go to college. I'm like, college ain't really, I ain't like school. So.
Shit, me either.
I'm more of a nigga that like learn off like, I can't hear you talking and learn. I got to see it, boom, and then I'm a hands-on nigga. All that talking, I get bored. I'm ready to go to sleep.
From experiences.
Yeah, I'm more experience. That's how I learn. I'm not saying that I can't learn from people saying something, but I learn better with people like doing it or me trying it and fucking up. And then, okay, I fucked up. I'm going to take this way.
So you do come from a musical background.
Yeah,
you
for
do
sure.
come from a musical
for
background.
Sure.
And it's a lot of history coming out of your particular set.
For
you
sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna lie, all this diss rap shit and all that shit, that really started in the set. Like all that dissing hoods and all that, they think that's they started in Chicago. Nah, that shit started in on my side. You know what I'm saying? So I really take pride of that too. That the NWA, all that shit. But whole time she like, baby, go to school. I ain't worried about no school. I'm on the street.
Yeah,
I ain't damn near even got nowhere to go. I ain't trying to pay back no loan. I ain't got no money right now. You know, nigga was thinking like that then. Like,
yeah,
like, nah, I ain't going to no school. And when I did try to go to school, I just like, you know, the little test that you go to get into school, I'm just guessing shit. I tried to go to school for music, but.
That nigga said the test to get in school, I was guessing shit.
Guessing shit. I'm guessing shit because I know I really don't want to go here. They like, oh, yeah, you didn't pass. You got to come back.
So that's the multiple choice shit,
the
right?
Multiple choice shit.
Oh,
I'm like,
God
that's,
in heaven, I did the same thing. I'm like, nigga, man, fuck this yeah. shit. Nigga, I'm up out of yeah. here, nigga.
And then mind you, when I did it, I'm already like probably like 2 years into seeing my music kind of like going up after 2016, getting a little notoriety and shit. And I'm not even realizing it got bigger than what I thought it was getting. Football players hit me up, Cowboy. I was like, hey, nigga, I seen your video on Facebook. I ain't seen niggas in 10, 15 years. They like, nigga, I seen your video. I knew it was. Because then, you know, when one person looking at your video, it's like five other niggas behind them. Like, who that? Like, oh, I went to school with this nigga. Whoa. So I was already kind of popping. So I'm like, I know this is what I want to do. Fuck that school shit.
Yeah, it's over. It's when Straight Outta Compton got filmed over there, was you trying to get in the movie?
Hell yeah, I was mad as a motherfucker.
Cause how these niggas pick the roles? Like, nigga, I need to be in this bitch.
Yeah, like we let us be B-roll or something on the side, hanging and banging or something. But yeah,
they weren't going for it.
They.
Oh, y'all should have pressed the line because they did that in Jungle. In the Jungles, nigga, training day, they pressed the line for that.
I'm like, shit, I thought the shit was going to be shot over there when I'm seeing, like, the whole trailer and shit. But they did, like, do some after shit and come to the park. What was it? Lil Uzi, he came. Dr. Dre's son, all of the older homies, probably like your age. I ain't saying you old or nothing, but.
Damn.
I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they was all at the park. Did a little photo shoot, had a little Compton shirts on, went to the little big donut, mm-hmm. the Dale's donut up there, did a little photo shoot. So they did kind of like cover some shit over there though. But shit, when a nigga went and seen that movie though and they shouted out the hood, like,
you know, shit hard.
Kevin Park, I'm like, hey, K-Gang. You know what I'm saying? You know, me and the homies up in there. Like,
is Lil Uzi from your set?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So y'all niggas and went put Lil Uzi on the set.
That's he ain't from the set, but he from the section. You know, so he from Compton, you know, next door.
He ain't from the set, but he from the set.
He from the section. But
from
he
the
ain't
section.
From Kelly Park.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he really not from Kelly Park.
Yeah, he next door.
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah, okay. Yeah, I get
but
it.
But it's still the section. Hey, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to make sure, you know what I'm saying, get it right for the people out here, because, you know, we never be, niggas don't be knowing.
But niggas be thinking, but niggas, you know, because back in the day, you know, it over there in my section, it was like all the Crips right there. It was like damn near low-key like one, like a mafia over there. So, you know, niggas was like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like that today, but not today. Everybody like on their own shit now, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, back in the day, it was niggas that was like, fucking with different hoods, but you can't even trust niggas from other hoods, and damn it, your own hood, shit.
Nah, you can't even trust your own hood.
And that's another thing that made me stop, like, hanging. Like, man, you can't even trust niggas out here getting knocked down by homies and shit.
I mean, that's number one.
That's,
you probably dying your own set.
Come on.
Before anywhere else.
For sure.
By your own homies. How often do you go back?
I mean, I live there, but I don't live there. So, I just went yesterday. And it feel, I ain't gonna lie, that shit felt different. And then me knowing I'm coming here, I'm like, man, let me get the fuck up out of here. Like,
yeah.
I was over there for like 10, 15 minutes. I'm like, damn, this shit do feel different, like, coming over here. I hadn't came there, like, I wasn't there for like a month.
The air different,
for sure.
Because I got on the 110 and I exit 51st Street. And I'm like, man, I got to get the fuck up out of here.
I felt like, got like 10, 15 minutes before, like, the police come.
Yeah, I'm like.
Or something go on. You go over there, boom, bang, get up out of there. Because once you start getting that feeling, you got to go.
Yeah, I'm questioning myself. Am I a mark now? What? Like, so I'm like, I got a nigga, bums over here, tents going, niggas. That shit,
like,
crazy.
Feel like damn near low-key, sometimes you feel uncomfortable, like, especially when you're growing. When you grown and start being around different type of shit, like, man, I don't wanna smell that smell. You stink.
Yeah, all that. Me. And then it's just like, I start looking at the street. I'm like, I survived that.
Yeah, how we grew up, like, that's survived on me.
Cause a nigga could pass by right now, and I'm not even thinking like that.
Yeah,
I'm just walking the one way.
Yeah, air nigga out. It's a
that
game.
Shit is crazy, homie. What a nigga, you feel me, accomplishing, you know what I'm saying, you doing. And when you start growing and you start realizing those things, like, that shit is really crazy. So, then, you feel me, I commend you on doing what you're doing. You keep going, you feel me? Fuck all of that going back shit and doing all that shit. Like, yeah, the one foot in, one foot out shit, like, stay there.
I ain't gonna lie, because I used to love the hood. Like, that wasn't, like, I'd rather go to the hood than, like, go somewhere nice. And I used to, like, damn, like, this shit, like, it's, like, really, like, it's really, like, in niggas to, like, because we grew up in this motherfucker. So you want to hang in the hood. You want to go to the park. You want to hang in the block.
That's all I know.
You want to, you know what I'm saying, be outside rapping, playing beats, doing this, doing that. And it's, like, I don't even know, like, this year I kind of, like, I'm saying this last year, I just started really, like, all the way feeling comfortable, not be, like, I can go without being in the hood for, like, a whole month and not really all the way feel no type of way.
Yeah.
And, like, if it was before, it was like, damn, nigga ain't been in the hood in a minute. Like,
niggas ain't seen me.
Yeah, you know, or I'd be with you, like, man, let's go up over there. But, like, now I can go, like, a whole month or two and not go over there, especially if I'm, especially focusing, doing the music.
Like, I mean, but it's niggas like Wally, you know what I'm saying? When we did the interview with him, like, and I asked him the same question. He's like, nah, I'm going to be there for the rest of my life. I slept in this park. I was homeless in this park. I'm coming to this park. I'll probably be at this park every day. And I said, damn.
I mean, a nigga not going to never just leave the hood. But see, like, niggas like us, we really, like, 1 year old, it's a lot of people that didn't really all the way grow up in Compton or they in their hoods like how we did. Like, we been there since, nigga, out the poop.
Out the womb.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, we gonna get tired of it more than the niggas that just come around or, like, maybe been around for about 6, 7 years because they still trying to get a whole feel of the life. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that, you know, but I'm just saying, like, I done seen this shit for over 20 years. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, nigga love it, but nigga trying to move this way.
How is that though? You know, especially in Compton, like, a lot of motherfuckers from out of town or from different cities, motherfuckers want to come and be a part of the set. You feel me? How do y'all, like, embrace niggas? Or do y'all embrace niggas? Or you be like, hey, homie, you didn't grow up over here, nigga. Shame on you.
Nah, niggas definitely get politicked on, especially if you. You ain't from over there, and you ain't showing your face. It's like, what's your point of even being from the hood? And I feel like if you ain't got no ties or no family or no, you get what I'm saying, real homies from there, ain't no point to even be from the hood. Because it's like you not gonna love it like how we love it, or you ain't gonna show it the love that it deserves because you really don't even all the way understand this. I mean, like the out of town niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like, you saying basically like niggas come out here and want to get stamped or like.
Yeah, all that too.
I mean, shit. I mean, niggas will fuck with niggas, but nigga, you ain't. The sea ain't for sale, shit. Our hood for sure, we ain't just letting like no rap nigga, like just.
I don't see a lot of rap niggas coming, like, you know what, this Compton crib.
Yeah, it's you know what I'm saying?
Nah, it be, it's on the other side.
It's on the other side.
Yeah, they be, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, we'll fuck with you, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? If we, you know what I mean? But when nigga ain't just, you ain't just finna be from the hood, especially if you ain't about to come here and do nothing. What's the point of you being from the hood if you ain't gonna come over here and help motherfuckers or do shit? It's niggas that done really lost their life for this shit and in jail for life and did 10, 15 years, you know what I'm saying? What's your point? Me, it's like you just want to feel like you a part of something, but do you really love this?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever came in, you know what I'm saying? Have you ever had any rap beef?
Rap beef?
While you've been rapping, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you do come across that shit, and sometimes niggas do be sending subliminals, and sometimes they don't even have to be your enemy. It could just be a whole ass nigga that's rapping, and it just so happened he don't like you.
Nah, I ain't really had no shit like that. Nigga had like some little shit going back and forth with a nigga he knew, but it was like really some fun shit. But we was acting like it was some
crazy
but
shit.
But it really wasn't though. But he really just wanted some clout. And at the time, it was like a couple years ago, I'm like, you know, nigga low key was still kind of like hot headed. So nigga like, yeah, I'm gonna respond back over the record, tow him up real quick. But he, you know. We ain't gonna even mention him.
But that shit work, you know what I'm saying? Do that shit work?
That's what I was like, damn, how the fuck nigga engagement go up when a nigga do some shit like that?
Yeah.
It's like, damn, y'all niggas really wanna see like niggas going back and forth, like controversy. That shit do work. I'm not saying it just get a nigga like a million views, but that shit actually do get you the engagement that. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, nah, that shit get a nigga looking and doing all the whole little shit.
Sure.
Especially when you know, when you see like rappers on the shit arguing with like whack. You got 21 Savage arguing whack on Clubhouse and the niggas is doing all of that whole little shit.
It definitely sparks some shit up.
Yeah, it sparks some shit up. You feel me? And fuck with it. Like, would you ever like get on live? Because I be seeing young niggas on live with their enemies. I'm like, hey, bro, what the fuck are y'all niggas doing,
That's like clown shit to me. I'm not finna be. If we beefing, fuck the internet shit. That's how niggas be going to jail. You really want to knock a nigga now, you know where to go. Stop. That Instagram shit is for business. Or you ain't seen a nigga in a long time and he found you. Niggas that you ain't talked to in years. Or like Facebook or some shit like that. We're not finna get on here doing all this. That's how niggas be getting knocked down.
How you feel about like the court system using your lyrics against you?
That's stupid because I could be lying.
Yeah, it's just a story, right?
Yeah,
you know
I
what I'm saying?
Telling,
I'm an artist.
I could tell another nigga's story. I could be talking about, I could act like it's me, but I'm really talking about my brother. That's stupid. That's
they grimy as fuck.
They wasn't doing that back in the day. Was they doing that? They weren't doing that back in the day, huh?
Hell no, nigga. But I mean, niggas is stupid. I mean, cause you do got niggas that is like lyric for lyric what the fuck they done did.
Yeah, niggas
like,
do be.
These niggas
I just
robbed
the bank
on
Long Beach Boulevard and Murr.
These niggas is crazy. You feel me?
But that's where the clout shit kind of like fuck niggas up. Cause like you really want a nigga to like you want to explain everything. You want that clout so bad. You really like ready to snitch on yourself for some clout.
Yeah.
That shit a drug.
So, you know, how do you feel like you're going to get to that next step in your career?
Shit, staying consistent, dropping more consistently, stay performing, shit, make better music, shit, having better
camaraderie
with
people.
The team.
Yeah.
That's what, because it ain't just about, it's not just about my music and my talent. It's about a team. I can't do everything. I got to focus on trying to be an artist. You know what I'm saying? I got to do this. I got to do that. You got to have your DJ. DJ Amazing. He's spinning the records everywhere you go. Managers. A&R's, fucking producers. I don't know how to make no beats. I ain't really even trying to put that time in because we already got that. Yeah. So I'm not finna step on other nigga toes when we already got the producer right there that's hot. So, you know what I'm saying? Shit, really that. Staying consistent is one of the main things, though. Because you got to have some bullshit and you stay consistent.
Yeah, for real. I mean, that's one of my main things too. Staying consistent. Like, I'm one of the most inconsistent motherfuckers there is. Shit, like,
nigga,
so
shit. I see you doing interviews every day, nigga. What you talking about?
I mean, when I can, nigga, I could be in this motherfucker every day. For real.
You not in here? I thought you was in here every day. I watch you so much, nigga. Shit,
because I be in this motherfucker and I knock out 4-5.
Oh.
You feel me? And I do it like that probably like 2-3 days a week or whatever. I give whoever I can come up in this motherfucker and I fuck with it. You feel me?
She probably go get you some little Red Bulls real quick.
And
do
get
that
it
for cracking. All week.
Yeah, you know but you know, I got 4 kids.
Oh, yeah, you got to go
home.
Yeah,
I'm burnt out.
You got to go home.
Yeah, I got to get the fuck up out of here.
One kid? Nah, shit, 2 kids. I done had my niece and son having 2 kids with you, arguing back and forth. That shit crazy.
Nigga, 4.
4, that's a whole nother army.
I be trying to knock somebody out. You know what I'm saying? But before we get out of here, man, let the people know what you want them to check out. You feel me? Where to find your music. You know what I'm saying? Shout out your Instagrams, whole everything. You feel me?
Shit, you can find me on all platforms, Yellow Boy the Duke. Shit, I just dropped a single called, I just dropped 2 singles. One called Stop It, produced by Sway on the beat. What else? I just dropped another song and video called On Me at the 33rd Compound. Shout out to my nigga Skinny Kenny for shooting the video. Shit, all platforms. Instagram, YellowBoy_TheDuke on all platforms. Shit, I got my niggas here too. Shit, they come over here.
They can do whatever they want to. And shout out my nigga Kalen for real, for bringing you out too.
Oh,
I like that.
Shout out to my nigga Kalen. Well, really, that was my nigga DJ Amazing that set me up for the play for that. He already knew me, but he seen him at a game. He like, hey, you know, Yellow Boy, like, he been going up. He performed. He like, yeah, nigga, like, come on.
Oh, that's hard.
So I got there, nigga. I damn near felt like a headliner at that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Because, nigga, I seen other niggas that was bigger than me. They didn't even rock the crowd like I did. They knew it word for word, bro. That shit surprised me.
Yeah.
Even though I knew I didn't did this before, but that shit surprised me, nigga. But, yeah, shit, I got my nigga, my nigga Yada. Alternative currency, the hat right here.
Well, bring y'all asses
bring
up here.
Ass
they might,
up
they
up
might
here,
not
nigga.
Can't hear you because you ain't
come
got
on,
a mic, but hurry
come
up.
Come on,
you know
manager.
What I'm saying?
It's my girl, my manager. He love 400, my nigga.
We in here. You feel me?
Yeah.
We can get in the middle, squeeze down in the back if you
alternative
want.
Alternative currency, yeah. Hey, I got some shirts for you, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you know, for sure. Good. I like your pants, too. Them motherfuckers fly.
Oh, yeah, you already know, man.
Yeah.
Make clothes, rap, all that shit.
Yeah, I like that.
He an artist, too. He go by Yada. My nigga Hot Boy Rock right here, HBR.
Okay.
He going crazy. He go crazy.
This your manager?
That's my manager right here. He love 400. You
know yeah. I like that. Yeah. I like that. You feel me?
Yeah.
I also do hair.
Oh, yes, you do hair. So if you need your shit sauteed and fondue,
yeah,
sliced up, you know what I'm saying? You want your afro.
Yeah, because grandma doing Easy E Jerry curl. She got it. She got it. You feel me?
Hell yeah. Shit. What else? Her shit. What's your hair page?
400 fingers.
400 fingers. Go ahead if you need your shit sliced up.
My nigga Lil Durk this shit. You feel me? I like that. You got to get it in.
Who else? Shit, that's am I missing somebody? Shit, who I'm missing? I said everything. Shout out my nigga Young C, fucking Solo Dolo, my nigga Hot Boy Rock, Slim Boulevard. Who else?
DJ Dirt,
Play Dirty. Shout out my nigga Play Dirty. Go get his clothing line. He popping right now. Shit, shout out you, nigga. Shit,
yeah.
Bringing the nigga shit.
My nigga, yeah,
nigga tapped in about like June, nigga. Now we here.
Oh yeah, you tapped in June.
June.
Damn.
What,
4 months?
Shit, about 4 months.
We here though.
We here.
I'm a sick nigga. You feel me? It's gonna happen regardless.
Hey, man, you definitely a cold nigga. When you slip me the number, I'm out. Yeah.
Yeah, man. You feel me? But yeah, make sure y'all go tap in on Back on Fig. You want to fuck with me, you know what I'm saying? For the ladies, make sure you go to SoSoRilla.com. Fuck with it over there, you know what I'm saying? Every Wednesday at the end of the day, fuck with that. At the end of the day, merch is still available. You feel me? Merch available for Back on Fig, too. You know what I'm saying? SwishLA.com. Fuck with me. And, yeah, we out. Gone.